English File 4th Edition Intermediate Students Book. CD 5. 9.1.
I was living in a student flat in North London when the police knocked on my door one night. I thought it was because I hadn't paid the rent for a few months, so I didn't open the door. But then I wondered if it was something to do with my mother, who I knew wasn't very well. There was no phone in the flat, and this was before the days of mobile phones, so I ran down to the nearest phone box and phoned my dad in Leeds, in the north of England. He told me that my mum was very ill in hospital and that I should go home as soon as I could. When I got to the station, I found that I'd missed the last train to Leeds. There was a train to Peterborough, from where some local trains went to Leeds, but I would miss the connection by about 20 minutes. I decided to get the Peterborough train. I was so desperate to get home that I thought maybe I could hitchhike from Peterborough. "Tickets, please." I looked up and saw the ticket inspector. He could see from my eyes that I'd been crying. "Are you okay?" he asked. "Of course I'm okay," I said. "You look awful," he continued. "Is there anything I can do?" "You could go away," I said rudely. But he didn't. He sat down and said, "If there's a problem, I'm here to help." The only thing I could think of was to tell him my story. When I finished, I said, "So, now you know, I'm a bit upset and I don't feel like talking anymore, okay?" "Okay," he said, finally getting up. "I'm sorry to hear that, son. I hope you make it home." I continued to look out of the window at the dark countryside. 10 minutes later, the ticket inspector came back.